This year, our update for Wednesday, September 2nd. He's BJ Kissel and I'm Pete Sweeney. And last time we spoke to you was Monday, and we said that the Chiefs need to get down to 75 players by Tuesday at 3 p.m. Arrowhead time. And BJ, they did that.
Yeah, they made those moves. And again, we've talked about it before. It's a tough time of the year. We've got a chance to know some of these guys. They've gone from 90 players now down to 75. Eventually, they're going to have to get down to 53. So it's 37 guys that we've seen since training camp. They're going to be told that that dream that they've been working their whole lives for is not going to happen right now. It's just a tough time of the year.
No doubt, but again, these moves have to be made. In order to get to 75, what the Chiefs did was they placed Junior Hemingway and Tavon Rooks on waivers. They placed Justin March on the injured reserve, and they put quarterback Tyler Bray on the non-football injury list.
Yeah, Junior Hemingway, former seventh-round pick, has been a great special teams player, but got banged up, wasn't able to practice a whole lot at training camp, not to be able to get in those preseason games. And we've seen the emergence of a lot of those young receivers step up and make plays and play well. And like we talked about, it becomes a numbers game at this point. And Justin March is a guy that we talked about all throughout, you know, even OTAs looking back. He's a guy running around showing that athleticism. It was a matter of what was he going to look like when the pads came on. Well, he was a missile coming through the inside linebacker spot and turned a lot of heads during training camp practices and even the first couple of preseason games. So disappointed that he got hurt, but really looking forward to what he can do when he comes back from that injury.
Yeah, it's the one positive thing you take out of this time of year is that Justin March will be back, and he was already turning Andy Reid's head. It'll be interesting to see how he responds come training camp time. But back to right now, they know the roster is 75 going into this game, into Thursday against the St. Louis Rams. Andy Reid said it's a good chance that the Chiefs will play the second team the most of the game. There's also a good chance that we'll see Demetrius Harris back in action.
Yeah, coach was non-committal at practice. They're going to go back and watch the practice film to see where he was going to be. Offensive coordinator Doug Peterson actually spoke on Monday about Harris, saying it's probably going to take him a little while to get, he said several weeks to get into football shape. And that's a whole different ball game. So coach said even if he's able to play in the game on Thursday, he's not going to do a whole lot.
With the second team playing most of the game against the Rams, the Chiefs put quarterback Chase Daniel up at the podium yesterday, and he reviewed what he's looking to happen in the game against the Rams.
We have a lot of weapons out there on the offensive side of the football, and not only at receiver, tight end, and running back, but at the offensive line position. We've started to come together. You just want to go out there, like I said, run the offense, let our playmakers make the plays, you know, we're sort of point guard back there at quarterback, get the ball out to our wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs, and let them go make the plays.
So though the starters won't play, there's a lot to watch heading into Thursday. Again, the game is at 7 p.m. on KCTV5, the Kansas City Chiefs at the St. Louis Rams. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update for Wednesday, September 2nd.